team is, now that they've got, like I say, a mini book on you, quarter of the season, have you noticed, especially last week, the Chargers, are they doing anything differently to try to disguise or trick you? Based on what they've seen on film now?
Yeah, I haven't noticed anything that really jumps out to myself. You know, I think defenses at the end of the day are going to run the scheme that, you know, they've repped in training camp, they've repped all year. Maybe they'll tweak a thing or two, but there's been nothing that's really jumped out to me.
I know that you sometimes you'll take a sack rather than put the ball in harm's way by putting it up into the air, but do your coaches tell you to kind of protect yourself in a sense of, you know, maybe not taking the big hits that you
can? Well, you know, I think any time that you can eliminate the big hit, it's obviously not only going to be good for your team, but it's going to be good for yourself. And so I think one thing as far as, you know, my learning curve and what I'm learning, you know, there's a time to take a sack, and then there's also a time to try to find a way to, you know, maybe throw the ball at a receiver's feet. If you're outside the pocket, obviously you can throw it out of bounds. And it's just understanding, okay, you want to protect the ball as a quarterback, but at the same time, you don't want to take negative plays, and you don't want to take hits that you don't have to take. So it's just, it's a learning process. And, you know, we've looked at all the sacks and, you know, throwaways and things like that, and just trying to learn, hey, you know, which ones were good, which ones were bad, you know, when should you try to find a receiver and throw it at his feet. And that's just something that, you know, we're going to work through and I'll continue to grow.
That period of time, Brock, when you have to make that decision, is that slowing down for you the more reps you get? I mean, I know first couple games it seems like a really short period of time you have to make that decision. Is it slowing down the more?
You're right, it's extremely short, and obviously it happens very fast on the field during the game. If anything, it's more of a feel. You know, you feel when the pocket's collapsing around you, you feel when someone's close to you, but it is a split second decision. And at the end of the day, you know, like I said, I want to protect my body as well, but I'm not going to put the football in harm's way just to protect myself from a hit.
So the football's more important than your body?
Yes. Okay. To make it perfectly clear, yes, absolutely. I believe ball security and quarterbacks protecting the football, that's our job. You know, we're the only one besides the center who touches the ball in every single play. And if that means, you know, I have to take an extra hit, you know, to avoid an interception, sign me up for it.
Talk about what you've learned from Peyton Manning. What have you learned as far as how, when to sometimes just take the sack and go on to the next play?
Well, I think more or less what I've learned from Peyton is when to throw it away and just, hey, you know what, I had to throw the ball away, I'm going to move on to the next play. You know, we say in our quarterback room, sometimes the best play is a throwaway. And so it's just understanding the down and the distance, the game situation, the protection. There's a lot of factors that go into making that decision. But at times, and it might be hard to see, but an incompletion sometimes is your best play on the field for that play.
With the offensive scheme this team runs, and as well as you run the ball in your starts, how much opportunity or better opportunity does that give you to maybe take advantage of a deep play downfield?
Well, I think everything starts with the run game, just like you said. So, you know, if you're running the football well, linebackers and safeties have to honor that. And, you know, if they don't honor that, well, then you're going to get more yards. And when they do honor that and they suck up, just like you said, you know, it provides opportunities to hit some throws downfield. Did we connect on those last week? We didn't. Once again, that's something that I really looked at with Coach Knapp, you know, when to take those shots, what shots were good, and when to maybe just check it down to the back. So that's all part of the process, but certainly the running game is opening up some things downfield.
As a new starter, push yourself to take those shots, you know, be conservative, be the smart guy, throw it away, throw it at the feet, or is that part of your thought process?
It's all part of the learning process right now, and a lot of it, what I'm learning is game situation, down and distance, what's the score, what's the flow of the game, you know, where's the ball on the field, okay, is it first and 10, is it second and 5, you know, there's a lot of things that factor into, okay, am I going to throw up a 50-50 jump ball, you know, maybe to Demarius or Emmanuel, or am I going to check it down to the back and get 5 yards and move on to the next down? So I think it's all part of the learning curve. I'm obviously trying to learn as fast as I possibly can. And, you know, Coach Knapp's been great, Coach Dennison, Coach Kubiak, and, you know, really teaching me these things and when to take those chances.
As it relates to that, how much does your defense play into your thinking at times, given how good this defense is? Is that, I guess, in the back of your mind that we don't compromise field position, we're in a pretty good spot with this defense?
You nailed it. and that's one thing, You know, when I was on the sideline as the backup early in the year watching all those games, that's one thing that I learned. You know, if you don't put our defense in bad situations, if you don't put them in short fields, you know, they're going to make that opposing offense's job very tough to go 70, 80, 90 yards to score points. So, you know, my job is to always see the big picture. You know, run the offense, understand how the special teams is doing, understand how the defense is doing, and manage the football game and put our team in the best position to win football games.
You can watch film all day. You've done that for a few seasons. What's the biggest thing that's really helped you along the past few games being the starter, getting that playing time? What's the biggest thing you've learned?
Oh, boy. You know, there's a lot of things that factor into that. You know, just protections for one. You know, when you're hot, you know, when you have someone coming unblocked, where's your best outlet to go with the football? Once again, just like we talked about, is it taking a sack? Is it throwing it away? Is it finding your hot outlet? There's so many things that you can't really prepare for until you play. Fortunately, I've been able to start three games, and I've learned a ton. I've made the most of that time. You know, shoot, Sundays have been huge as far as my learning curve, but so have Mondays. You know, coming in and looking at that film and making sure that I don't make the same mistake twice. And I think that's the biggest thing as a young quarterback. You know, at times you're going to go out there and make mistakes. Hopefully you can limit them, but they're going to happen. But as long as they don't happen twice and you can learn from them, I think, you know, you'll continue to grow and get better each week.
You mentioned managing the game. People tend to kind of poo-poo the term game manager, but at the same time, isn't that an important first step as far as learning how to be a quarterback in the NFL, managing the game, managing each series?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to pinpoint what the most important things are, but the one thing I do know in the National Football League, the most important stat is wins and losses. And so I think as a quarterback, you need to understand what puts your team in the best situation to win football games. And right now for me, that's doing certain things on the field on Sundays. You know, that's maybe not asking me to throw the ball 40 or 50 times, but, you know, Coach Kubiak and, you know, Coach Phillips and the rest of those coaches, Coach Dennison, they're going to put together the best game plan to give our team an opportunity to win. And it's my job to understand the big picture and manage the team throughout the game on Sunday so that we have that opportunity to win the game in the fourth quarter.
How big a challenge is it, Jack Del Rio defense? We saw what happened in the first go-round in October. As you look ahead, absolutely, what are you going up against?
You know, Coach Del Rio is a terrific football coach. He's done a lot of great things in this league for a lot of years. And I was very fortunate to get to spend some time with him and, you know, really see the ins and outs of how he coaches. Not only is he a great coach, but he's a great person. And the one thing I do know is he's going to have his defense ready to play on Sunday. He's going to have a great scheme for what we do, and those guys will be prepared and hungry to play.
You feel like you've got Belichick so far and three guys who used to coach here. Are you ready to play somebody maybe off the radar a little bit?
You know, I don't really look at it like that. I just look 1 week at a time. Okay, who's the defense am I playing? You know, who's the coordinator? What do they like to do? What coverages do they show? What blitzes do they do? And just kind of attack it like that. You know, I don't get into too many thoughts as far as, you know, does this guy know me? Does this guy not know me? What might he do? You know, I'm keeping my focus small. I understand what they like to do as a defense. I'm expecting some unscouted looks on Sunday. We'll adjust on the sideline and we'll play ball.
For you, Brock, for personally, does this kind of fall under – the Raiders aren't maybe what they once were, but for you, is this kind of fall under another one of those cool NFL moments playing this team at Mile High, being the starting quarterback?
Without question. You know, you're talking about cool NFL moments. I think every day in the National Football League is a pretty cool day. You know, I'm living my lifelong dream every single day, no matter who I'm playing, whether we're out there practicing or in the weight room. But, you know, to play the Oakland Raiders at home, obviously they're, you know, a very storied franchise, tons of history. And like I said, I'm expecting a great effort from them. They played us extremely tough last time. We were in a dogfight with them. I expect the same thing on Sunday. And I'm sure the game will come down to the fourth quarter.
It's only been three games, but have people treated you differently away from this building? Fans, neighbors, whatever? People come up to you more?
Well, the mail lady delivered the mail to the door the other day, rather than the mailbox, which I thought that was pretty nice. I wasn't there, but my wife told me about it. But no, for the most part, you know, from the day that I arrived in Denver back in 2012, you know, the community welcomed me with open arms. I love living in Denver. I love living in Colorado. And it's been a great experience the past couple of weeks.
The people are going to be you more, but normal.
You know, I really haven't changed what I do during the regular season, and if I'm not here, I'm usually at home studying, so there's not too many opportunities for that. Yeah. Thanks, guys.